In Italy today, the lower house of parliament is considering a bill that critics say is aimed at keeping Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi out of jail. Berlusconi, Italy's richest man, is on trial for corruption. The proposed bill would allow defendants such as him to postpone prosecution. Opposition lawmakers have tried, without success, to amend the bill. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome that the legislation is expected to win easy approval.
When the bill passed the Senate in July, it drew protests from hundreds of demonstrators rallying outside the chamber, shouting, "Shame!" The new legislation would allow defendants to ask that their trials be moved to another court if they have a legitimate suspicion that the judges are biased against them. The bill has provided material for comedian Marco Paolini, who jokes about a software program to help defendants shop around for favorable judges.
Mock trial simulator.
Mock trials simulator. Do-it-yourself trials. With Mock Trial Simulator, you can choose from among hundreds of friendly courthouses and thousands of able lawyers, available for both Mac and Windows 2000.
But Carlo Taormina, a member of Silvio Berlusconi's Forza Italia party and one of the prime minister's many lawyers, defends the bill.
Quel che cambia con la legge Cirami è che non sarà più necessaria.
Interviewed on TV, Taormina said, "Today a defendant has to prove that a judge is biased. With the new law, a potential danger of bias will be sufficient to get a trial moved. I believe," he said, "this is a further guarantee of a defendant's rights." Defendants like Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. He's on trial for corruption in Milan together with another one of his lawyers and Member of Parliament, Cesare Previti. They are accused of bribing judges who were ruling over the sale of a state-owned food processing conglomerate in the mid-1980s. Both defendants deny the charges and claim they can't get a fair hearing from the Milan magistrates, whom they charge have a left-wing bias. Giovanni Sartori, professor of political science at Columbia University, is currently in Italy. He's a vocal critic of the proposed bill, which he says will have negative consequences beyond protecting Berlusconi.
Then, of course, the by effects on most of the judicial system can be devastating, because all the courts in Sicily could be blocked by this law and saying, well, you know, Sicilian courts are biased against mafia. So it would be a very severe blow of paralysis, basically, to the whole process of Italian justice.
Sartori says the only one who could prevent the bill from becoming law is Italian President Carlo Azeglio Ciampi, who has given no indication whether he will sign it or not. The center-right government argues that the bill is aimed at protecting defendants' rights in a trial system they say currently favors the prosecution. Ignazio La Russa, a member of the post-fascist National Alliance Party, a government coalition partner, accuses the center-left opposition of trying to undermine the Berlusconi government's legitimacy.
The center-left is always talking about the rule of law, as if to insinuate that we are undermining the legal system in Italy. This is just propaganda.
Once passed, the legislation would be applied to Berlusconi's ongoing trial in Milan. If the current judge is disqualified under the new law, the entire proceedings would have to start from scratch. So Berlusconi's corruption case would likely be dropped, because Italy's 7.5-year statute of limitation would ensure that the charges will have expired. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.